Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, I just talked to Jasmine.
Yes, hi. So I'm an intake coordinator. My name is Dina. I'll be assisting you until you're ready to go with the agency, okay? Until you're ready to start. So am I speaking
Okay.
now with the patient or the caregiver?
The caregiver. I
The
take
caregiver.
care of my brother.
Okay, all right, I understand. So I just wanted to quickly tell you what the process is. Basically, there are two steps that need to happen, okay, to transfer. Step number one is for you as a caregiver to complete a set of requirements to become an employee with us. All right, you'd be familiar with them if you apply to any other agency. They're all kind of similar. Do you happen to know if you have an updated TB test?
I just got a TB test, a tetanus shot last year. TB, I think I did get one. I don't remember. I just got a flu shot recently, too.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, so I'll have HR follow up on you and exactly what we can accept and what we can't. Either way, I'm going to have all the requirements sent over to you as we're speaking so you can take a look at them.
Okay.
And the second requirement in order to start is for the service coordinator from the insurance to send an authorization. Okay. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
Well, I get paid on Friday for this, for what I'm doing now, but I work in the weekends. To a Saturday and Sunday. So I started on a Monday, I think.
Okay. So
it's been 4 years. I don't remember.
Right.
I've been at this place for so long.
Yeah. I think Monday sounds right because we also start on a Mondays. So
okay.
Monday is a good day to switch because it's the beginning of a work week. So your check will look the same.
Yeah.
That'll be the 9th of
and
March.
I get direct deposit, by the way. I don't drive. I don't have a car to drive.
Okay, that's fine. We have a direct deposit form as one of the requirements that you can fill out. And we pay weekly every Friday, the same as your other agency. Okay? Now,
okay.
Yes. Now, check your phone and tell me if you received them. Message that I just sent.
Okay, hang on.
It should start with, hi, this is Monica with Family First Care. If you want, if it's easier for you, you can look at it after we clean up.
I got something.
Oh, yeah?
Here is your 9 something.
Yes, that's it. That's the second message. So it's in two
it's
separate
a text message, right?
Yes, it's a text message. That's the message. Basically, I'll just quickly tell you what we require, okay? There is an application form, a competency test, which is it's basically an online test on caregiving, and then there's a direct deposit form, and there is an I-9 and W-4 form, so that's for your taxes. And then, so those are all the forms.
Yeah, that's what I got, I-9 and W-4.
Yes.
Link.
Uh-huh. So if you click on the whole message, you should see a message before that that includes the other link. And as far as the documents go, we would need a form of identification. So that can be your passport, social security card.
He's got a photo ID.
He has a real ID. Okay.
That's like real drive.
So that's okay if you guys don't drive. We would just need from you a form of ID. So it can be your passport, it can be your birth certificate, any of that.
I've got his birth certificate. And I have his, we've already got it scanned. It's in a file. I'll have my husband send it to you.
Okay. So this is, the documents that we need is all from the caregiver. We don't need any documents from the patient.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, you can text it back to this number or have someone else text it back. That's all right. And, yeah, everything should be included in there. The person who you'll be working with regarding the onboarding requirements, her name is Monica. She's from our HR department. Okay.
Okay.
So that's her number right here, the number that you got that message from. And then I'll text you my number. I'll be in charge of making sure the authorization is in for Monday. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to call the service coordinator, and I'll let her know about the switch. She's going to reach out to you just to confirm with you, okay? And she
okay.
might ask you the agency. So it's called Family First Care.
Okay.
Yeah. Is the patient around by any chance now?
He's upstairs in his room.
Okay.
That's what he stays. My son does too.
Mm-hmm.
He just, they like to watch TV.
Yeah. Okay then, that's all right. So I'll call the service coordinator's name is Layla. I'll give her a call now.
That's her
yeah.
name.
Mhm. So she'll just be she want to speak with Anthony before sending anything to us, okay? But
okay.
after she sends that, then we'll be able to start paying you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any
Thank
questions
you.
For me?
No.
Okay.
I do have somebody who needs an intake, but they. It's her grandson is autistic and deaf, and he has a case for her he can't get a hold of. That's
mm-hmm.
Michelle McClendon at AmeriCay in Warminster. And
mm-hmm.
they're not even picking up their phone. And they're supposed
okay.
to find him housing.
Michelle, and that's a different client? Michelle
That's
McClendon.
His home services. He was with, it's a part of Pendel.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Warminster. It's their Warminster office.
Okay.
He's
you,
called them several times and they won't do nothing to help him.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if he's approved for the waiver program?
I don't know. He was with Pendel forever. And
okay.
he's still with Pendel, but now he's with, what is the name of that? But, I don't know the name of the place. It's AmeriCay. And it's in Warminster. And Michelle McClendon is his project manager or something. And
mm-hmm.
she doesn't do anything. She was
mm-hmm.
in contact with him, but he was moving all over the place.
Right.
His grandma just got out of a nursing home. And she
mm-hmm.
was put in there by a nurse who had put her against her will in this place. And she finally got out another thing in a hotel and Fisherville, the Quality Inn, and they have to pay $100 a day to stay there, and they're running out of money. So tomorrow is their last day. They have to leave, and they have no place to go.
Oh, no. Are you able to provide me with the first and last name and date of birth, and I can see if I make any connections?
Okay. His name is Damon Brown.
Damon spelled D-A-M-O-N?
It's E-N.
E-N. Okay. And what is the date of birth?
She just had a birthday. February 27th. He's 30 years old. I don't know what year. I'm not really familiar with him.
So I believe that's 1996.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. All right, let me look that up.
I just don't know. He just had a birthday. It was, I think it was the 23rd of February. I think that's his birthday. I don't know. I'm going to call his grandma in a few minutes, tell her what I find out. But he needs a caseworker. He doesn't have nobody anymore. His people are not calling him back.
Is he under any insurance? You know what?
He's got insurance. I don't know what. I think he has Aetna. I'm not sure what insurance he has, but he's working at FedEx. He rides his bicycle at night to work, and he just got offered a job at Pendel Post Office.
Okay.
He just doesn't have a place to stay.
Right. Let me see if I can find anything near here. So the best option that I would say would be to call his insurance, and they'll connect him to a coordinator who can further assist.
Okay, I'll have to tell his grandma.
Yeah, let her know.
Deaf, it's hard to talk to him.
Okay.
But I will let her know.
All right, so you can call me with any questions. I'm going to text you my phone number. I just sent it over, so let me know if there's anything going on. But for now, let's just assume that we're going to start this Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, again, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
All right. No
what
problem.
A way to get a wrong number.
Sometimes it's for the best.
I just thought I was calling somebody else. I don't mind. $1,000 is good.
Yeah.
I could use it. We could use it. My husband works part-time, and I stay at home, and I can't drive. I can't go anywhere except church. I do go to church every Sunday.
You go to church on right.
He's my Uber, and he's my chef. He makes dinner because I have a balance problem. I got hydrocephalus. I got water on the brain, and I can do some things. I just can't walk up the stairs, but Tony does it. He hangs up my clothes and does my laundry.
Oh, that's great.
He does his laundry. You know, he's very helpful to me. Things I can't do, he can do.
It's just,
he can't read or hardly write. He doesn't know his numbers. He doesn't understand a lot of things. And he never got a diagnosis.
Oh. That's, yeah,
I don't know what he has.
Right.
They just say intellectual developmental. But Mark has autism. So.
Oh.
Okay, I will be in touch with you.
All right.
Thank you.
We will speak then. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a new job. Can't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, there is people that pay a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.